This is the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim, Billy's boy, and this week we will be discussing and have been discussing the power of the anointing. Are you plugged into this on a daily basis? It's not just enough to have the form of godliness. You have to have a power. Its power is what produces results. Ephesians 3:20 says, according to the power that worketh in you. Not working, not happening. I mean, we can have all the right equipment, spiritual equipment, and all the spiritual knowledge. But church, it says in 2 Timothy, in the last days they will deny the power. They'll go to church and deny the power. We've got the form of godliness down. It's time to operate on a power, in a power that the world is not familiar with, all for the glory of God. Now, if this is kind of interesting, perking your ears up and you're interested in it, you've got to get these tapes. We'll tell you how at the end of this broadcast of the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and this all goes together, but we tapped into something. God showed me something this past year on operating on another level. And I'm talking, if you're a businessman and you're a businesswoman, anything, whatever you do, God's called you to do, you will take that to the next level. It will absolutely, and everybody in the world, in the business world, will say, what is going, there's something about you, there's something that's happening. And it'll be that anointing. But the problem with the church, one of the biggest problems is we're not operating in this power on a daily basis. We're doing it whenever we need to do it. But we need to operate on a daily basis. And we've been talking about the anointing. I gave Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I gave some examples and some testimonies of some athletes and a Hollywood actor that I have been spiritually coaching. And what they did, we started speaking it out. We didn't realize that when we were speaking this out, what we tapped into was, we tapped into releasing the anointing with our words. And we started doing it on a daily basis. And this anointing is for everybody. It's designed to equip you for everyday life. And that's the problem. We're not doing it everyday life. It's attainable for every born again believer. All you need is some understanding on how to operate and live in this anointing. Now, in John 14, I want you to realize, notice the similarities between Jesus' description of the Comforter and John's description of the anointing. Jesus, who's talking to his disciples right before his crucifixion, says this in John 14. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, now this is the power, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. Notice it's a he, not an it or a thing. He shall teach you all things. I wonder what the Greek word for all is. You don't need a Greek word. All means all. He will teach you all things. Does that mean how to be a better businessman? Yes, he will do it. He will equip you, and he will bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I had said unto you. Now, I'm telling you this, he, the Holy Ghost, he is the third person of the Trinity. Glory to God, and he is going to lead us by an unction or an anointing, the power of the Holy Spirit. It'll be not your power, but the third person of the Trinity will be smeared on you, and it'll operate in you, and the world will not be familiar with it, and that's how we're going to reach them. Now, watch the similarity. Jesus was talking, and he said, he shall teach you all things, and he will be with you always. Now, watch what the similarity between that teaching and what John's description of the anointing. John, 1 John 2:20, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. The anointing, there it is. Now there's all things. The anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and as even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Both of these talked about in us. Both of them talked about teaching us all things, whatever God has called us to do. Glory to God. Both words, anointing and unction, come from the same Greek word charisma, meaning a smearing, a rubbing, an endowment, to smear on or paint over. Now get ready for this. When you start speaking, I'm anointed to do, whatever it might be, truck driver, I don't care, teacher, I am anointed to do this on a level the world's not familiar with, all for the glory of God. The anointing will be released when you speak those words. And when it comes upon you and is within you and is plugged in, this painting or smearing of everything that makes up the Holy Ghost directly onto your natural being, His personality will overshadow yours. His character and power will be there rather than your own. And when the third person of the Trinity, when the Superman of the third person of the Trinity is smeared on your natural self, you will suddenly become supernatural. And whatever you previously did by your own natural ability, whether it be a basketball player, a football player, a housewife, a teacher, a businessman, a husband who's trying to walk in love, you will now do it supernaturally. This means if you're a singer, once the anointing is on you and you're plugged into it, you won't just sing anymore. You will sing outstandingly with marvelous results. Miracles will happen. If you're a minister and you're plugged in and you're painted with the anointing, you will minister on a level that the world is not familiar with. If you're a housewife, an usher, a businessman, an athlete, an actor, a musician, a pastor, a student, a teacher, a construction worker, anyone who will get into position to be smeared with the anointing, who will plug into this supernatural power, can and will produce outstanding results. Glory to God. It's time, church. I'll say it again. 2 Timothy 1 says, in the last days, there will be a form of godliness. One translation says, yes, they'll go to church, but they'll deny the power. I will not deny the power. I'm plugging in daily. I'm not going to plug in just when I need it. I'm plugging in daily. How? By saying, I am anointed to preach the gospel on a level that the world is not familiar with. You know, Jesus said that. Jesus, now listen to this. Jesus, this is in Luke 4, he returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout the region. See, it's time for the fame of your business to spread across the world, all for the glory of God. And that's we don't do it for the fame, we're doing it for the glory. And Jesus came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as it was his custom, I'm reading out of Luke 4:14, now I'm in 16. And as it was his custom, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Glory to God. Now, he goes on to say this. Jesus read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, right? Because he has anointed me. And after he read this, he handed the scroll back to the minister. He sat down and he began to teach. And he said, this day, you ought to be saying this day, is the scripture fulfilled in your ears? In other words, Jesus said, from this day forward, man, I am anointed to preach the gospel. I am anointed to teach. I am anointed to do whatever God has called me to do. And even it says in Acts 10:38, that Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power, and he went about doing good. So whatever we're going to do it good, and we're going to do it with an anointing. So if you're a truck driver, a teacher, a basketball player, you're getting ready to do it on a level the world's not familiar with. And this anointing is, there's an anointing on you whether you recognize it or not. And we're not just referring here to being baptized with the Holy Spirit or being filled with the Holy Spirit. This is a separate experience from the new birth. No matter which office you stand in or whatever you're called to do, you have something to do with the degree of anointing that's operating in your life. This anointing can be increased and it can be decreased. And there's lots of ways to increase it. Seeking God, getting closer in a relationship with God, studying, that'll do it. Praying, all of these things. And the opposite will decrease it, getting away from God, not studying, not praying as much. These things will decrease the anointing of God in you. But it's time for the world to know. It's time to become a world changer. And I know some of you don't believe, how can I be a world changer? You can be a world changer. I don't care. Little old me who lives in this little old town, who has this little old job and this little old, you know what? Let me tell you something. Good thing David didn't think that way. I mean, here's David who ended up being the greatest king of Israel. He's the one, the only one in the whole country who had fought a giant. He killed a bear, he killed a lion, he wrote Psalms. All of these things he did with an anointing. He couldn't have done it without the anointing. But he did it, and he didn't have the background. He wasn't going to king school. He didn't go to a fighting school, learn how to fight. There was an anointing that came on him from the prophet Samuel that laid hands on him, and the Holy Ghost came upon him. Well, it's in us. And it's time to, and I'm telling you something, he did things that the world was not familiar with. If you remember David and Goliath and different things. So it's time for us now. It's for us right now to operate in this level. Glory to God. And so we're going to finish this up tomorrow. And this has been the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. And I thank you for listening. This week's teaching is available for $5, just $5. You need to get all of it now. Or you can order our youth rally, which we just had. And it has all of this teaching and more. It has Mom's teaching in it, and Steve Munn's teaching in it, and Jeremy Pearson's. We had the greatest youth rally ever. I'm telling you, 500 kids' lives are changed, and they're going to go operate on a level that the world's not familiar with. And if you're interested in a ski trip going with Champions for Christ, with Steve Munn's, me, and possibly Jeremy Pearson's, that'll be in February. And if you're interested in any of this stuff, call 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Remember, you are anointed to do what God has called you to do on a level that the world is not familiar with, and it's all for the glory of God. Don't ever forget the motive, the glory of God. And check out our website at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with an S, the number 4, Christ.org. And if you want to partner up with us at Champions for Christ, I promise you, you'll be blessed, because God has called me and told me I'm coming back for a champion church. Now go out and coach them, train them. And so that's what we're doing. I go all over the world. I go to Australia and other countries and all over the United States, go to professional teams, and I coach people one-on-one spiritually, and even actors in Hollywood, and God's opened up some great doors. But I'm telling you something, if you partner up with us, you're going to be a part of that blessing. You're going to be a part of that blessing. And God needs this coaching. God needs this type of coaching. Glory to God. I know there's teachers, and there's preachers, and there's ministers, and prophets, and apostles, but he needs some coaches too. Glory to God. So we just thank the Lord for everything he's done. And I just want to thank you once again for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And this is Chip Brim saying, Shalom.